Okay, well, let me begin by introducing myself. My name is Ron Kelly, and I'm blessed to oversee a ministry here at Prestonwood called the Prestonwood Foundation. And part of our ministry is we oversee church benevolence. I'm going to show you here a little about the Prestonwood Foundation. There's our webpage, our website there. But our ministry is twofold. It starts with our servant ministry, where we write free, basic, simple wills for all members and guests here in the church. We do all the biblical financial coaching and teaching here at the church. We develop all of our own curriculum, and we help people on a one-on-one basis. It's all confidential. It's free. So we tell people we're not very good, but at least we're cheap, okay? Got that going for us. And then we have a wonderful career transition ministry. Those who are looking for work, we have a wealth of resources to help people. The paradigm of job search has changed since COVID. And what we do is we teach people how to connect with people, how to connect with companies, and most importantly, how do you connect with the Lord in the midst of job search? Job search is a journey of faith for the believer and the non-believer. And then church benevolence, and that's what we're going to talk about here tonight. And then we've got something called the Cultural Impact Team. We believe voting's an act of stewardship, that we ought to be engaged, that we should be voting our biblical values. And then lastly, a new initiative, our Marketplace Ministry Outreach, where we have a quarterly business breakfast. We had that last week. It's growing. We're getting almost to 200 people there. And we have something called a business study group. And then we have a marketplace mission trip, which I'm really excited about. And if you were interested in learning more about that, I'd be more than happy to tell you. The second part of our ministry is legacy giving, where we raise endowment money to help fund the ministries of Prestonwood. And we've been able to bless ministries of Prestonwood since 2004 with about $6 million in distribution. So anyways, that's just where church benevolence falls. Let me open up with some introductory comments here about benevolence. I would begin by telling you that Prestonwood offers one-time financial assistance to church members who qualify. Now, the two key phrases there are church members who qualify. We'll talk more about that in detail. There's been an upward trend over the last 3 years of benevolence assistance within our Prestonwood membership. And I'm going to show you numbers and some things that prove that here. And benevolence addresses financial hardship. So if someone has gone through unemployment, sickness, family tragedy, etc., that's what benevolence is there for. And then also, our challenge has grown because affordable housing is a big issue. Increased utility costs and overall inflation have made it much more expensive to help people. And local nonprofits and government entities have all struggled with funding post-COVID. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you a letter here tonight from one of our great secular assistance organizations in Collin County, what they had to send out. And then the other thing that we're seeing is, you know, churches in the urban environment have had certain services, but we're starting to see urban problems move out here to the suburb. And so that's just the reality here. And then for Prestonwood to assist our members, the benevolence budget has been increased the last 3 years. And to help these growing needs, we've established a benevolence endowment where people can make a gift designated to the Prestonwood Foundation Benevolence Fund. We're going to invest those funds, and then we're going to take the proceeds and to help this increased burden. We don't want this to become a burden on the church budget. So this is our way of helping and to meet the growing needs that we have. And then just a comment on life groups. This is not part of the charter of life groups to help people financially, but the reality is the greatness of Prestonwood are our people. And I know there are so many life groups that they are there to help their fellow classmates. And that's just a testimony to the greatness of our people. And so what I tell people, life groups are the front line of helping in so many instances. So Anyways, okay, what's the process for benevolence here at Prestonwood? Well, it all begins with the benevolence form. It's a hard copy form, and you can get those forms at the front desk in the main atrium right behind us here at Plano and the North Campus. Now, I know we live in a digital world, and we could digitize it, but we do not want that form out there on the cloud floating around. And so we also want people to have some skin in the game where they're going to make an effort to come to the church and they're going to get that form. Now, they can get that form on Sundays and Monday through Friday with our hours being 8 to 5. This is where they're going to turn that form back in. And what happens at that point is we have a benevolence committee, and I don't list their names because we want to protect their identity. But I can assure you these are the best of Prestonwood. These are faithful people. They have big hearts. They want to help people. They do a great job for us. And they have 24 hours to send back to me any questions that they have and issues. And then we make a decision whether it's a simple phone call with the applicant or do we want to set up an in-person meeting. We've been using Zoom a lot here since COVID. Zoom's a great tool, makes it more convenient for them and for us. And we just ask questions. We want to understand what caused the hardship. So one of the first things that we check on the form, it asks people if they are a Prestonwood member. What we have found that there are people who have never officially joined the church, and so they're listed as an attendee. But they believe that they're a member. I'm telling you, I've told Jason Snyder, we're the number one membership program here in the church. And because people, we have one right now. A gentleman's been going to church here for 13 years. We're going to help him and his wife. And he walked forward to join the church today because he was convinced that they were members. So anyways, that's the first thing that we check. We also check to see if you're active in the life of the church. What do I mean by that? Are you a member of a life group, a PSO? Have you volunteered in some capacity? And is there any record of giving? We do not look at the amount. All I ask them is to send me, is there any record at all of any giving to the church? None of these are going to disqualify you, but the reality of the situation is if you are an active Prestonwood member, we're going to bend over backwards to try to help you. In a moment, I'm going to tell you the things that we do pay and the things that we don't pay. One of the things we don't pay are for funerals. And we had a tragedy with one of our families where two children were killed. And they had no funds to bury their children. And they were active members. Well, here's what we told them. Let us pay your mortgage. Let us pay your utilities. Let us pay your phone. And what that did is it freed up money where they could divert it to. So if you're an active member, we're going to bend over backwards to find a way to help you. Unemployment does not disqualify someone for benevolence assistance. That used to be a rule, but we changed that. If you can extend someone's runway 30 days, that's a huge blessing. And then the circumstances of the hardship. We're not being nosy, but we need to understand what caused this financial hardship. Because what we want to do is get them help. I mean, we can pay some bills, but next month is going to come, and we want to be there to help solve problems. I'll share a little more about that here in a moment. We also ask, have you requested or received assistance in the past? And the biggest thing is what I want to know, do you have a plan? What's your plan? I mean, we're going to pay your bills here, but I want to know, what are you doing going forward here? So what do we pay? We pay rent or mortgages. What about late fees? In the past, we've never paid late fees, but we've been kind of forced to pay late fees because apartment complexes are not taking our check unless the late fee is included. We've been turned away a couple of times. So we're just going to go ahead and pay the late fees. We pay utilities, water and electric, car payments, sometimes car repairs. Now, if you have a 1972 AMC Pacer that needs a new transmission, we probably are not going to fix your car, okay? I think that makes sense here. Car insurance, internet, phone, and we require the proper documentation on any bill. It has to be a current bill, and we need to have the invoice, the bill, because we're going to write a check and send it directly to that vendor. As far as rents are concerned, we're going to hand deliver that rent check to the apartment complex. We have a great volunteer who picks up. We cut checks on Thursdays. He comes and he picks them up and he goes and he delivers. We have him running all over the place. And so we require proper documentation for everything that we're going to pay. We tell people if you want to speed up the process, make sure those bills are attached when you submit your benevolence form. Okay, so how do we go about our business? We keep the applicant informed throughout the entire process, although we're moving quick. We always treat them with grace, with love, being kind-hearted. These are people who are hurting. They're struggling. Sometimes people who are hurting and struggling, sometimes it's easy for them to lash out. We show a lot of grace, and we just want to help. And we always offer to pray with them when we interact with them. Even if we cannot provide assistance for them, we do provide a list of community resources. And I'm going to show you a link here tonight for a new resource on the prestonwood.org/leaders for support that was added last Thursday, where you can get access to these organizations that are offering assistance out in the community. So I'll show you that link here in a moment. We also connect them with Prestonwood Ministries based on what their need is. So if they need a job, we get them engaged in our career transitions ministry. And as I said, we help people develop a strategic job search strategy, and we help them connect with people, companies, and the Lord here in that whole process. Biblical financial coaching and classes. We have a class starting not this Wednesday, the following Wednesday, 7 Steps to Financial Freedom During Challenging Times, Wednesday night at 6:30. But right now I'm meeting a gentleman every Monday at 3:00 where I'm helping him with his personal finances because that's an issue in his life, which caused a great hardship here. If they need Michael Perrin's ministries, Life Recovery, we get them sent down there. Life groups, if they're not a member of a life group, we strongly encourage them. We can't force them, but we strongly encourage them to find a life group to get engaged with the life of the church, doing life together with fellow believers. And then lastly, we encourage them, make sure they're coming to church. And so that's a little of what we do. Now, I mentioned that we're starting to see urban problems come to the suburbs. We've had a lot of homeless people show up here at Prestonwood. How do we handle that? So my office is right here off the atrium. And so I get a call and I come up. And what we do is we offer them a meal if Main Street is open. We'll feed them a meal. We share the good news of Jesus Christ with them. Even if they say, oh, I'm a believer, we're going to share the good news of Jesus with them. We use the three circles method in sharing the gospel. We provide them a list of those community resources. But we also, there's a homeless crisis helpline that we give them. There's also a website for overnight cooling, warming stations. And so that's how we handle that there. This is the link where you get access today as a teacher and as a director, and go to prestonwood.org. It's the prestonwood.org leaders. This is the lengthy link here, but it's called Supporting Your People. And there's a whole new section that's been added to this that's going to have those resources. But you can always contact me, okay? And I'm there to help. So, okay, let me give you some numbers. Let me show you what we're seeing here in the last 3 years. In 2021, the average distribution that we gave out was just over $1,300. In 2022, it was just over $1,600. In 2023, it was just under $2,000. And so we're seeing a dramatic increase here. There's a wonderful organization in Collin County called the Assistance Center of Collin County. I gave them some money a few years ago, so I get this letter from them. I thought it was interesting. It says, check out the box there. It says, today the Assistance Center faces some unique challenges as we work to regain financial footing post-pandemic. It says, rising house costs mean each month we are forced to spend more of our precious funds to help fewer and fewer people. The average increase in rents in DFW is approximately 15% post-COVID. We are faced with the same challenge here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you in the last 3 years, this is what we spent on benevolence. In 2021, we spent over $55,000. 2022, $79,000. And last year, we spent $110,000. I had to go back two times and ask for more money. And you'd be proud of your church that, you know, that they stepped up. And and that's why we've created that benevolence endowment to try to raise some funds there. And so that we're not a burden to the church budget, as I mentioned earlier here, and that we can meet the growing needs of people who are hurting. Let me share with you some testimonies. And I've got a lot of testimonies we could share. But here, Tamar, her husband left her, young mother, two small children. And she found employment, but she was behind on all of her bills because her husband gave no financial assistance. He left and didn't hear from him. That's sad. She had pending member status. Now, we went ahead and we helped her. We paid her rent, her utilities. I think we paid something else. But I mentioned to her, hey, your classification is pending member status. That means that you've never been baptized. Have you considered baptism? She says, you know, I want to get baptized. So we got that scheduled and she got baptized. Yaneth came from Espanol, single mother with a sick daughter, lived paycheck to paycheck, lost income due to her daughter's illness. Her daughter was in the hospital. No family support. Very active in the church. We paid all her bills for that month to take that burden off of her. Lawana, I love Lawana, 84 years old. Her husband put a gun to her head. He was an alcoholic. He gets thrown in jail. He divorces her. She moves to Florida to be with her family, and her family proceed to rip her off for the little money she had. She comes back here living with a friend. She comes to me, Lawana. She's a little spark plug. She says, I need a job. You need to help me find a job. And she found a job. She found a job in a new model home in a new neighborhood being built. And do you know when you go in these model homes and there's the salesperson in there? Well, Lawana's the one baking the cookies. And if the salesperson's tied up, she's giving you the you know, the layouts on the homes and all that, and you know, talking with the people so they don't walk out. And she got a job. But we paid her down payment to get her into an apartment and paid her first month's rent to free up some money. That's Lawana. And then Carolyn, this is a current one. This is going on right now. As a matter of fact, she's waiting for me out here in the atrium. Her apartment burned down. Her car gets stolen. She needs help to get back. Her car gets stolen. Her apartment just burns down. So she doesn't show up to work. And so they laid her off. And she's in tough shape. So she's found an apartment. She's going to get me the lease. I need the copy of the lease. And we're going to pay the down payment. And we're going to pay the first month's rent to get her in there. She's been a member of Prestonwood for 23 years. And so there's tragedy all around us. So anyways, just quick summary. Benevolence is provided to Prestonwood members, one-time assistance. But are there exceptions? There are always exceptions. But they're few and far between. But we have had people that we've helped more than once. So I could give you a couple of no's, but we're running out of time. If you're an active member in the church, we're going to bend over backwards to find a solution for you to help you out. And if we can't assist you financially, we're going to provide community resources. And then we strongly encourage seeking help to address the core issue that caused the hardship. And we're blessed here. You know, the subject matter of money, the fact of the matter is God created money. Now, everything that God has created for good, the evil one has used for bad and deceived people, to destroy people. That couldn't be more true with money. But God created money so that you can meet your needs, so you're not a burden to anyone else, so that you can help those who are in need, especially in the church. And lastly, to promote the gospel on a local, regional, and global basis here. So our benevolence ministry, we're just playing a role in trying to help people who are hurting and financially. And so that's what the program is about. If you want a copy of these slides, once again, send me an email. I'll be more than happy to send them to you. If you have any questions, we can take a couple of minutes and take questions if you don't mind. And then we'll let you go get your great dinner here. Any questions, comments? So yes, sir.
I was curious about, you mentioned the business study group. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about what we all do now?
Yeah, so we have these business breakfasts, and we've been getting about 184, 185 people there. But what we've learned is that businessmen and women are yearning to be part of smaller groups where they can talk to fellow business people. So we offer curriculum at every breakfast, and we have a long list of resources, and we have four groups up and running now. Okay. The fifth group that we're about to start is going to look at a class called Justice, and what is biblical justice, and it's very well done. Dr. Jeremiah Johnston's part of it. Scott Turner's a part of it. It's an eight-week series. Kirby Anderson's part of it. It was developed by a great organization that we've partnered with our cultural impact team called Christians Engaged. There's a lady by the name of Bunny Pounds, tremendous lady. And so that's the resource. And what our hope is at the end of that special class that we're offering, that the people or some will want to continue on. And we have a long list of curriculum to do. But we've learned that business people, that they yearn to be part of a smaller group and share. And we make sure the groups are small because people tend to communicate, more open communication.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Is the endowment functioning now, or is that coming? Yeah.
No,
you mentioned an endowment.
We just kicked it off last November. I believe there's, I should know this, but there's just over $200,000 in it. We really need to get it to $1 million before I can start pulling some money off of there. And so God has provided. I didn't share this with you. I'm going to